Welcome to Gospel Reflections from St. Mary's, Pope's Quay, Cork.
Okay, so this Sunday is celebrated, the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. We started last week with the baptism of the Lord, which really kind of is supposed to start of the public ministry of Jesus. The Gospel for this Sunday is the continuation of the Gospel of St. John after the Pharisees come to him. So we have had the prologue at Christmas, and that kind of really introduced, I suppose, the whole of salvation history as it was given to us by John, to explain that Jesus came, that John was the witness. And even when the Pharisees came, John says that he is there to prepare the way for the Lord. He is there to point him out and to make sure that everything is right. He already started to baptize and to preach, and great crowds gathered around him to really listen to him, to repent from their way of life. That is where Jesus comes in, and Jesus kind of steps onto the scene. And I suppose then John will decrease, as he says himself, and Jesus will increase. So the scene we have this Sunday, continuation of chapter 1, is really this continuation of how everything kind of develops from the time that Jesus is baptized into his public ministry. And I think the first chapter of St. John is really a chapter that we should really kind of try and reflect upon if we get a chance, because there's so much depth and we can learn so much from it when we really meditate on it. How the disciples were called, how Jesus became known, but also and how everything kind of developed around that, how he touches people's hearts. John points out, "This, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." He points out that that this is the Christ who was to come. So he recognizes who Jesus was, and that, I suppose, that's the first important thing, to see that we recognize who God is and where he is in our lives, to recognize and then to be able to witness, to see and to be able to proclaim, to meditate on the truths, as we won't really see Jesus walking as John did physically, or the first disciples, the apostles, to meditate and perceive God, and then to preach and share this with others. That is what John is, I suppose, the example of. To recognize who we are and to recognize who Jesus is. To recognize that Jesus is God, that Jesus is him who comes to save us, not to judge us, as it says in the first chapter, but to save us, to draw us into communion with himself. But to recognize in that context of who we are, that we are in need of him, that we are, I suppose, to a certain extent, small, that we are there to humble ourselves and accept who we are as humans, but to be able to be raised up then and to rejoice as we are the children of God, and that it is through our baptism and through then communion with God, as we travel this life, this journey towards him, it is that we are really raised up, and that we are, as we are children of God through our baptism, that we partake of the divine life in heaven hereafter, if we journey that way, if we accept the gift. But it requires that we have to die to ourselves first. That we have to recognize that, yeah, it is not us who determine the world, but it is God. That it is God who created the world, as St. John points out in the first chapter. That it is God who holds everything in being, but it is God who came as a human being to us so we can recognize him, that we can relate to him, that we can be with him. That is the God who is with us. That is the God who cares for us. If we recognize who God is, and we recognize who we are, if we allow that that reality, that beauty, if we can recognize and rejoice in that, that is really what starts changing our lives. Once we do that, once it starts changing our lives, then we can go and be a John the Baptist to prepare the way for the Lord, for those around us, those who we know, to point them towards the Lord, to point out, behold the Lamb of God. Then we can trust on the Lord that he too will touch the hearts of those we present to him, those who we bring to him. And especially as we continue in the chapter, this first chapter, we can see some of the conversions, how people came and followed Jesus, how he touched their hearts. So for us, an example to really go and recognize and witness, to see and to proclaim, to meditate and to preach the presence of God in our lives.
Welcome to Gospel Reflections from St. Mary's, Pope's Quay, Cork.